Terry Ray, a former colleague of mine at Kroll & Morey. She's currently a partner in the intellectual property group there, former acting undersecretary of commerce for intellectual property and acting director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. She's a former president of the AIPLA and a past president of the National Inventors Hall of Fame. A licensed pharmacist, she received her JD from Wayne State and her Bachelor of Science degree from University of Michigan. Terry, I'm going to let you introduce.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so sorry. John's been doing these for a very, how many years, John, since you've been doing these? 10, 12 years. So I want to thank John for doing this and hanging in there. And also that was Hannah who came up here before. Thank you, Hannah. Wave to the group. She did all the work coordinating. And Joanna Jefferson also should be applauded for all the work that she's done. I want to thank all of you for being here right now. We have, you know, I do a lot of PTAB work. The PTAB has only been in existence about 10 and a half years or so. I mean, and how much change have we seen? I mean, it's a tremendous change, and the storm clouds will continue to move on from what I understand. We're going to try and not use a whole lot of acronyms today, because I know there's several of you, and many of you may be in this room, who don't do a lot of PTAB-type proceedings, but we're going to end up drifting to it, and I do apologize, but any of us here would like to have a discussion after this panel if you have any questions or if there's something you didn't understand. So I'd like to initially introduce the judges. And we have, the names are up there, just a little bit small. So first I'd like to introduce Acting Senior Lead Judge Wecker. She studied biomedical engineering at Vanderbilt. She's started in the patent office as a patent examiner. Before that, she got her JD with William & Mary Law School. She actually has great law firm experience with Ropes & Gray. And she became an APJ in 2014, and she's one of those people who lives in Richmond, Virginia, right now. So she came all the way up from Richmond to be with us here today. Thank you so much, Judge Wicker, for joining us. On my left, I have Vice Chief Judge Michael Tierney. He became an APJ in July of 2000. He started as a patent examiner. He went to Morgan, Lewis & Bockius, came back to the patent office. I know him well because he did a lot of the interference trial section type matters, which, of course, that experience helped him write the rules for what we have now, and he actually led the PTAB's comprehensive effort on trial rulemaking. He worked closely on that with the USPTO executive officials, which I happened to be one of them at the time. He worked with trial judges, the patent community, and members of the public. He actually has a JD and Bachelor of Science degree in chemical engineering from the University of Washington. So thank you for being with us here today. So we're going to go through discretionary denials in AIA cases based on parallel litigation, and we're also going to go through director review. So I'm going to hand this to my colleagues on the left, and if you want to kind of kibitz in between, be my guest, and if I have questions, I may interject.
Sounds great. Okay, so as you're aware, we have discretionary denials covers a wide variety of topics. There are four main topics where we will deny under what's called 314, as well as discretion under 325D. So the ones you're probably very familiar with, or at least should know about, would be serial petition. That's where somebody's filing a petition today, then 4 or 5 months later, after preliminary patent owner response comes in, is filing a second one. So it's serial attack. There's another version, which is parallel petitions, where I file two or more, three, four petitions against a single patent. That's parallel petitions. We have that in the practice guide, which says more than one is rare. We also have 325D, for those not familiar with it. That's the one where we say we've already seen this art and argument before. They've been presented to the office. The one we're focusing on today is one that we've gotten the most attention. We're talking about FinDiv. So for those who are not familiar with it, we're going to have a little bit of conversation about it. And even for those who are familiar with it, we're going to drill down a little bit deeper.
And so, to those of you who don't do a lot of PTAB work, when you hear the word denials or discretionary denials, it's not about the final decision. It's about the institution decision. 6 months after filing your petition, They do a review and they determine whether or not they will institute the trial.